Let me tell you a little bit about Brian and Everett. Brian and Everett's been a loyal listener for since the beginning, back since 1977 when we started the network. And he's up. And he's opinionated and peculiar, and he's written songs for us, and I need you to know about Brian. Brendan P.W. McDonald, our producer here at the show, went upstairs to check the show's messages, and I think in maybe a 3-day period, it might have even been an afternoon, there were 44 messages from Brian. And we're happy he's on the phone, but we'll give you a little intro, a little primer. Here's a Brian from Everett primer.
Since I've got this newfound fame, I'm going to embark on a political career, I think, just to leap off from this show.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning for you, bro.
Yeah, I have a new political party. It's called the Anti-Social Socialist Party.
That sounds good. Is it just you in it?
My slogan is, do I have to leave the house?
Oh, no. I'll vote for you, Brian.
All right, that was Brian from a little while ago on our show, and now apparently he's on the phone.
What's up, buddy?
Hey,
What's up, Brian?
How you
good
doing?
Good morning, Everett. It's 3:53 a.m.
How you feeling? You're up, huh?
Oh, I'm up, man. Boy, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to work today. You know, I work at the Daily Work, Daily Pay places.
Okay, yeah, that's vague, but I understand.
And this is how, now, I know you in your studio know what it's like to work with quality, high-minded, sensitive people. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, here, I'm going to be going to this job. And
okay.
I got to scrounge up some cash. And this is kind of maybe the dilemma a lot of people are in, people of sensitive dispositions.
Of course, of course.
Inconsistently sensitive and all that.
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
I have to go to work and work around these basically Everett is a town full of people who take the color of their necks very proudly. I put it that way.
Okay.
And
the rednecks,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
And they're kind of cruel, and they're kind of hateful, and they're kind of nasty.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song to get myself worked up to go to work because I need some cat food.
Okay. All right.
I need to get some cat food today.
So this is a song that's going to propel you to get cat food.
And also get my VCR out of the pawn shop.
And get your VCR out of the pawn shop. Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. Should I go to work today, or should I give it a pass? Should I take my sensitive alien brain to the United States of Ass? It'll be 8 hours of labor for just about 50 bones, but I've got to power through it and conjure up the stones to endure the rogues and felons who will drink and fight at a bar so I can see some melons when I get my VCR out of the pawn shop. Cause it's one-stop shopping for me. Cause it's amateur night at the compound and the seeds will be popping for me. Now when I go back to work,
yeah,
I'll leave my lovin' at home, and I'll be disgusted by the needle freaks who party in the Thunderdome. I may sound like a hypocrite, but I know what's good for me, and I believe in reproductive freedom, and I can see what I choose to see. Now you may call me a loser, and you may call me a jerk, but neither Dr. Dobson nor Janine Garofalo can get my Jimmy to work, so it's back to the pawn shop. Cause it's one-stop shopping for me. Cause it's amateur night at the compound, and tomorrow will be laundry day for me.
Yeah! That was a good one, Brian. That was a lot of work, and it had a couple of verses.
So that's $20 you owe me now.
Okay.
But I decided I'm going to donate. What happened to your charity, by the way?
Was
it the galvanizing traumas of the moonlight hazings? Is that why they're under investigation?
Wait, one of these days we're going to have to do a thorough, in-depth interview with you, Brian.
Because I've taken a vow of poverty.
Okay.
Because I'm unemployed.
All right, well,
it's handy. It's a good way to look at it.
Well, thank you for calling with the song.
You're so welcome, and keep up the good work. And again, pray for the Maronites over in Lebanon there.
Okay, and I hope you get your VCR working.
And all that.
Okay, all right. Take it easy, Brian.